News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill's update on weather on the way. I can update you right now. Just look at the radar. Lines of thunderstorms streaming off the Gulf northward through Mobile and Baldwin counties. 75 now at our studios. Time to check the ride in. Before we check in with Dr. Bill, first, here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the pits and subs, towing and recovery traffic center officers are moving a stall down vehicle in northbound 65 just before Government in the center lane out of the roadway. State troopers have had a couple minor fender benders. Old Pass, Cagoula, and Carroll Plantation have got a car off the side of the ditch, but shouldn't be affecting traffic too much. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Saturday, November 17th at Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details online at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill will have a full weather discussion at 6:35. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An argument turns into domestic violence and ends with shots fired and one person transported to the hospital. Frederick Ware of Pritchard is accused of shooting his girlfriend after the two got into a heated disagreement. The disagreement was about whether or not he was faithful, and Pritchard police said the woman then wanted to end the relationship. The victim, she was shot in the shoulder on College Street more than 1 week ago, but Ware was arrested on Monday. Ware is accused of pulling out a gun and shooting his girlfriend and then leaving the scene. She was taken to the University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police confirmed Ware also shot at an officer who was pursuing him, but thankfully that officer was uninjured. News from across the bay as a man pulled over for a routine traffic stop is now in the Baldwin County Jail after 51 grams of methamphetamine were discovered in his vehicle. 44-year-old David Allen Smith is from Pensacola. He was formerly charged with drug trafficking. He's also charged with possession of marijuana, prescription drugs, and other controlled substances. That's according to county jail records. Bond was set at $300,000, but because he has an outstanding warrant in Alabaster, he was not eligible to be released. At this hour, he remains at the Baldwin County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter.
I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Opening statements in the trial of a woman charged with going on a killing spree with her boyfriend will begin this morning. Mary Rice is accused of helping Billy Boyette go on a two-state murder spree last year that kept the Gulf Coast on edge for a week. That trial is happening in Escambia County for three murders in Florida. Rice is expected to also face a trial in Baldwin County. A Loxley man is in jail on charges of rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. 45-year-old Quinn Patrick Hemme is being held on a $90,000 bond after his arrest following a two-week investigation. Loxley police say a forensic interview of the victim provided enough probable cause for the arrest. The investigation alleges the abuse had gone on for the last 4 to 6 years. A man has died days after he was hit by a pickup while riding his bike. That accident happened Friday. 49-year-old Jonathan Cox of Lillian was riding his bike on Carrier Drive near County Road 99 when he was hit. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital where he died. The 85-year-old driver of the truck has not been charged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers held on to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27. Pittsburgh's Ben Roethlisberger had a big night, passing for 353 yards with three touchdowns and one interception. Tampa Bay quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick threw three interceptions in the first half as Tampa fell behind 30-10, but a strong second half got him back in the game. Fitzpatrick finished with 411 yards, three touchdowns, and those three first-half interceptions. The Steelers have had some off-field drama, with All-Star running back Le'Veon Bell staying home in a contract dispute. Following the game, head coach Mike Tomlin spoke with the media, said it was a hard-fought game.
Man, it was a tough, hard-fought game. Man, appreciate the efforts of the guys. I thought we played extremely hard, made the necessary plays, really. Tip of the cap to a lot of people.
It was the Steelers' first win of the season and Tampa's first loss. In some NFL injury news, the San Francisco 49ers confirmed Monday that quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will miss the remainder of the season after tearing his ACL late in Sunday's game against Kansas City. Garoppolo will soon go on season-ending injured reserve, and former Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard will take over as the starter. In college football news, Clemson Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney named true freshman Trevor Lawrence starting quarterback after the young phenom tossed four touchdowns in the Tigers' 49-21 win over Georgia Tech. Lawrence will step in for senior quarterback Kelly Bryant. Bryant started quarterback last season for Clemson, leading them to the Tigers' third straight college football playoff appearance. With Tiger Woods picking up his first PGA Tournament victory in 5 years, it's safe to say that he is officially back, and so are the TV ratings that follow.
Okay, because this is what I was...
These are the numbers you're looking for.
Yes, this is what I was wondering.
Okay, Sunday's final round coverage on NBC of Woods getting his 80th career PGA Tour win earned a 5.21 overnight rating. That's up 206% from last year's Tour Championship.
Yeah, for those of y'all on Twitter that said, well, who cares about Twitter? Okay, what was it? It's up how much?
It was up 206% year over year.
There you go.
Also makes it the highest rated telecast in the history of the FedEx Cup playoffs and highest rated PGA Tour telecast
contest this year outside of major tournaments. And NBC reports that Sunday's final round, and these are where the numbers are really growing.
Okay.
Final round had 18.4 million minutes streamed across NBC Sports digital platforms, and it's the most streamed NBC Sports Sunday round on record.
So, to the people on Twitter that were questioning that, that's who cares.
That's exactly right.
Hey, so, it is. You've been laying this case out. When Tiger's involved, even when Tiger doesn't win, when Tiger's involved, the ratings are up. When something happens like this, first time since 2013, the ratings are back.
Yeah, and it's a word of mouth thing, and you don't get that in TV much anymore. Right. You don't get word of mouth that travels around and everybody tunes into the same thing. Maybe occasionally on a football game. But Tiger Woods leading in the final round, everybody was tuned in.
Right. I mean, it's in the numbers, y'all. If there's any question about the power of Tiger, there it is. That's not subjective. That's objective.
Nothing like it in sports. And also, you know, golf equipment manufacturers, they don't hate it either because their sales pick up big time. In the major leagues, the Oakland A's clinched a playoff spot with a win over Seattle and a Tampa Bay loss to the Yankees. That means the American League playoff field is set with Boston, Cleveland, Houston, and the Yankees joining the Athletics. Unless Oakland can make up a 5-game deficit to Houston, which is very unlikely, the Yankees and Oakland are likely to meet for the wildcard game next Wednesday. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves are still the only team to have clinched a playoff spot. The Chicago Cubs had the opportunity to clinch the NL Central last night, but lost to Pittsburgh 6-1. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, Tulsa, Jeremy says, let folks know the entrance and exit to the Wallace Tunnel has water pulled up on the road. Very dangerous. He hydroplaned going westbound right before the entrance in the curve. That rain is training through Mobile County, Baldwin County as well. If you haven't gotten the showers yet this morning, it's probably not far off. More details on that from Dr. Bill in just about 10 minutes.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. too. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a pedestrian struck. Just happened a few minutes ago at Overlook Road in Carlisle Drive, so be careful through there. Also had a car stalled blocking the center lane northbound 65 right before Government. Officers just moved it off to the right median. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway running smooth with no delays. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State and Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, be prepared for those wet roadways this morning. Mobile County, Baldwin County, showers kind of moving to the east. They're tracking from south to north, but also drifting east. But it looks like in a line right behind it, a new set of them to come in from the west to track from south to north and drift east. So it's like the pattern for today. We'll get more actual details and real information and facts on the weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in a couple minutes. Also, update you on last night's interview on Fox News with Martha McCallum. I'm still uncomfortable. The way I get uncomfortable during sitcoms for what Brett Kavanaugh and his wife had to deal with. I mean, Martha, hey, there are a bunch of people criticizing Martha McCallum. If she's going to do the interview, she has to ask those questions.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if it, you know, people say, well, why would McCallum ask? Because that's the interview. If you don't ask about the 800-pound gorilla in the room,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. So she had to ask the questions, but it was to watch that man's wife sit there with all that. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, you could be a journalist and not ask gotcha questions while still asking the questions that need to be asked. But if she went up there and lobbed softballs, you know, she might not ever get that kind of interview again.
Right. So, I mean, we'll play you some of the clips, let you make your call on that in just a second. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The most powerful woman in business has just been named, and she is an Alabama alum. Her name is Marilyn Hewson. Her titles include Chairman, President, and CEO of Lockheed Martin. According to Fortune magazine, the 64-year-old took over that role in 2013, and the company's market cap has since doubled. Here's what they say in Fortune, quote, Hewson has become the top purveyor of U.S. defense at a time when geopolitical threats and the government funding that goes along with them abound, not just on Earth, but also in space and cyberspace. As the head of the country's largest government contractor, Hewson rises to number one this year, having positioned Lockheed Martin in the sweet spot to cater to the modern military's needs, from its humming F-35 fighter jet program to its ability to equip the White House's proposed Space Force. Hewson is a two-time graduate of UA with a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's in economics. And back in July, she and her husband gifted the university with a $15 million gift to benefit the Culver House College of Business. That is the largest one-time financial contribution in the school's history. We'll talk about a light show. We now have more information about that fireball many people saw across five states Saturday night. NASA officials say that it was only about 5 inches wide and weighed 4 pounds. NASA cameras in northeast Georgia and North Carolina caught the meteor at 10:11 p.m. Central Standard Time. But the distance and positions, well, that's what made it impossible to compute its path. But they say, based on eyewitness accounts, the meteor's origin, about 56 miles above Oak Bowery, Alabama, which is just north of Auburn, it traveled 38 miles through the atmosphere before burning up 26 miles above the town of Cragford. Witnesses in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee all reported seeing the fireball this weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. We'll have lots of analysis and your chance to give your analysis and comment on that interview last night with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour and, of course, on the midday show today. I've already lined up a couple guests that can speak on this, and you can speak on it when you text us or call us at 343-0106. All right, Fox News last night, President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, says he's not stepping aside. Once again, let me say, double and triple down on the fact that there's no equivocation coming from Brett Kavanaugh. There's no, let me put it in some
my grandfather's terms he used to use, no mealy mouthing out of that boy.
Pretty clear.
Pretty clear what he says happened and didn't happen. Brett Kavanaugh last night with Martha McCallum.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere. Yes, there were parties, and the drinking age was 18, and yes, the seniors were legal and had beer there. And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion, and people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret or cringe a bit, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault.
Yeah, and that's specific, and he answers that here.
The truth is, I've never sexually assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise. I am not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I never did any such thing. Never did any such thing. The other people alleged to be there don't recall any such thing. If such a thing had happened, it would have been the talk of campus. The women I knew in college and the men I knew in college says it's inconceivable that I could have done such a thing.
He went on to offer some pretty intimate insights into his younger life.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct. The New York Times has reported that just last week, the person making the accusation was calling other classmates saying she was not sure that I had done this. Again, just asking for a fair process where I can be heard and I can defend my integrity.
All right, a little bit from that interview, and we'll get some longer form as well coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh answering questions from Martha McCallum, his wife with him sitting right here. That's a tell as well. She had any doubts, would she be sitting there and respond like she did? We'll hear from you on the text line right now at 343-0106. We'll check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill joins us.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Funeral arrangements for two Blount High School students, 15-year-old Nariah Hughes and 17-year-old Menorah Smith, and their stepfather, Mike Allen, have been set for Saturday. The three were killed in a fire at their 8 Mile home Sunday.
You know, all this love and support, I ain't gonna lie, it's helping me.
Alicia Allen and two other children made it out safely. Their home was destroyed. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help the family. Funeral services will be at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Sunlight District Auditorium in Pritchard. The man accused of shooting a man in a Walmart parking lot at the I-65 service road in Mobile is bonded out of jail. 29-year-old Michael Perkins and two co-workers got into an argument outside the store Sunday night. During the argument, police say Perkins shot a man in the leg. The victim is expected to recover. Perkins was arrested and charged with assault. More than a week has passed since Hurricane Florence struck the East Coast, and for some, the worst is yet to come. Georgetown County, South Carolina is likely to see floodwaters at least 10 feet deep this week. The area missed the worst of Hurricane Florence, but it's located in the mouths of three rivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
He raised me, two dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Brett Kavanaugh says he won't withdraw as a Supreme Court nominee and that he'll continue defending himself against sexual assault claims. Meanwhile, accuser Christine Blasey Ford's attorney takes issue with Republican plans for an outside counsel to question Ford during Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Ford wants the senators to ask the questions themselves. Bill Cosby's sentencing hearing wraps up today and he will learn his fate. Prosecutors are asking Cosby be sentenced to 5 to 10 years in state prison for his 3 sexual assault convictions. Correspondent Bob Costantino tells us Cosby's lawyers are seeking a lesser sentence.
The once revered star's lawyers want him to face probation or at the most some kind of house arrest. They argue he is frail and not a risk to be a repeat offender.
Political leaders in Puerto Rico are tearing into President Trump after he said he is an absolute no on statehood for the U.S. territory, Trump basing his opposition at least in part on his contempt for San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz. Pre-market trading indicates gains on Wall Street this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. ABN AMRO says despite U.S. trade tariffs, China's steel remains more competitive than U.S. producers. ABN says the difference between the steel price in China and the steel price in the U.S., including all import costs and the import tariffs imposed by the U.S., is on balance $55 a ton in favor of Chinese steel. Crude oil could climb to as high as $90 a barrel in coming days as supply cutbacks from Iran are likely to exceed the 1 million barrels a day that were anticipated earlier, with Saudis and Russians saying they won't increase output, as well as production declines from Venezuela and Libya. Analysts expect markets to tighten further. The revolving door continues to turn at NBC. Robert Greenblatt, who ran NBC's entertainment division for nearly 8 years, helping it rebound to become the nation's second most popular network, is leaving. Greenblatt, who will be known for his efforts to bring live musicals to TV, will be replaced by 2 people. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve. Answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Quick traffic update then. We'll get more from Kane in the traffic department in just a few minutes. We just got this called in. I-10 eastbound before the causeway exit. Pickup has spun, is now facing eastbound on the westbound lanes, into the westbound lanes of the Bayway. Right now, law enforcement is on site. Just giving you that's probably going to be a tie-up as we go forward. Once again, I-10 eastbound, right before the causeway exit, truck has spun, is now facing facing eastbound in the westbound lanes.
And in that first 30 minutes of Mobile Mornings, already two calls about the Bayway being a tough place to travel this morning. So be careful as you cross.
All because of that rain training through this morning. And now we check in with Dr. Bill Williams. More on that. It's a rainy start, Doc.
Well, it sure is, Sean. We've had some thunderstorm activity moving northward right up the bay, affecting Mobile County and Baldwin County. And that's a pattern that we're going to see today, and it looks like for another couple of days. We've got just a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and then in the upper atmosphere, we've got a low-pressure area, and that combination is going to give us kind of a showery forecast now that'll cover all the way through Friday. So today, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers and thunderstorms. Some of those thunderstorms can produce some very heavy rain. And temperatures today, mainly in the mid to upper 80s. We'll get a little bit of sunshine between showers, so you want to keep that umbrella with you today. Tonight, it tapers off a bit. We'll still see some scattered showers and a thunderstorm or two around tonight. Low will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, same thing, with numerous showers and thunderstorms, temperatures mainly in the mid-80s. Looking ahead to Thursday, again, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High temperature anywhere from the low to mid-80s. Friday, we'll gradually start to see a decrease in the shower activity, but still scattered showers and thunderstorms around, a little bit more sunshine on Friday, so we'll get into the upper 80s. Now, for the weekend, looking better. High pressure will start to build in the upper atmosphere, get rid of that low, and we'll see partly cloudy skies for Saturday and Sunday with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures will be near 90 degrees. So we don't see any dry air coming in, certainly for this week and on into the weekend, but we're hopeful that maybe next week, perhaps even the latter part of next week, we might see our first real front come in with some cooler and drier weather.
About time.
Yes.
We get into October. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Well, we still have Leslie, which is out over the central portion of the Atlantic. It's just kind of meandering around. It's just a weak system, really a tropical depression. We had for a while a tropical storm Kirk, which is down in the lower latitudes. It's still there, but it is just the remnants of it. But it could get back up to a tropical storm as it heads for the Caribbean. If it does make it to the Caribbean, then conditions there are not favorable, and most likely it would dissipate. There's also a low-pressure area, which is not a named tropical system, but it's off the Carolina coast. Fortunately, it's far off the Carolina coast, and it will most likely turn to the northeast and head out into the open waters.
All right, Dr. Bill, we still have, people kind of forget here as we get into October, we still have, 45 days, 2 months almost of hurricane season.
Of course, October can be very active, so we've got a ways to go yet.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, John.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast 24/7 and, of course, your tropical weather update all hurricane season long. 6:40, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had several accidents. Halls Mill Road between Halls Mill Service Road and Barnett Drive. Also, Moffitt Road and Roland Road. That's an overturned vehicle. And an overlook at Carlisle Drive where a pedestrian was struck and then sent to the hospital. It's out of the roadways. We've got some pretty strong showers moving through some of the listening area. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call 776-1006 and see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
641 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. So the Alabama House Speaker says the legislature will take up a lottery bill in session this coming year. We'll give you details in just a few. First, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. You now have yet another option in the world of grocery shopping, as Shipt now delivers groceries and goods from Greer's Markets here in Alabama and in Florida. Biola Battery, 8 Mile, Fairhope, Grand Bay, Mobile, Pritchard, Saraland, Sims, and Theodore. I am talking to you. And in the Pensacola metro area, those areas include Lillian, Myrtle Grove, and Pensacola. All of these cities now have this new option. According to the Vice President of Marketing for Greer's, Jan Greerenfinger. She says the company is excited about the move and, quote, our slogan since the early 1900s is Greer's got it. We guarantee it. This commitment to our customers continues in store and online. Now, here's how it works. Items ordered, they will be delivered within a one-hour window and paid for through the app. And for a limited time, new area Shipt members who sign up will receive an annual membership for $49. It's regularly priced at $99. And if you'd like to be a Shipt shopper, go to Shipt.com and click Get Paid to Shop. If you love gaming, and I'm not talking about video gaming, but Scrabble. Oh, yes, there are now 300 new words headed to your next game, and many players are rejoicing thanks to the options and the new points. Talking about words like okay and ew and yowza and zen. How about macaroon, the French sandwich cookie? And then there's bizjet. Bizjet means a small plane used for business. That would be worth a whopping 120 points on an opening play, but only if it's made into a plural with an S. That's due to the 50-point bonus for using all seven tiles and the double word bonus space usually played at the beginning. Merriam-Webster released the sixth edition of the official Scrabble Players Dictionary on Monday, 4 years since the last. The official dictionary now holds more than 100,000 words. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Bizjet.
Bizjet. That's what the cool people call it.
Or bizjets.
Yeah.
For plural.
If you have more than one business jet that you take.
Plane used for business. So, I mean, if I... But that has to be a jet? What if I get in a Piper Super Cub? What if I get an Cessna 172 Skylane and I go somewhere and I do some business? You know, I'm doing business. that's the guy who's on the who uses his cell phone like a megaphone.
Oh, yeah.
Who always talks very loudly.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, all I hear is, business.
Yeah, well, let's get that deal done right now.
You're like, yeah,
I'm about to hop on the biz jet.
Phone's not even on, dude. We're not impressed. All right, 644 FM. Talk 106.5. Well, the November 6th election will give winning legislators a new four-year term, and House Speaker Mac McCutcheon says the lottery will be on the agenda next year, that it is going to happen in the 2019 session.
I can say for sure that you'll see a lottery bill in the first session coming up. Now, I can't determine what the vote's going to be because I've got to see the bill.
But he says it will. It's coming up. So a lot of times things don't happen because the bill doesn't even come up. It doesn't even make it for a vote. It doesn't even get a chance to not pass.
But this
McCutcheon says it's happening. Okay. So went on to say, he's going to make a determination how they're going to vote.
If we have a lottery bill out there, it must be clearly defined so that the people of Alabama have no doubt what the lottery issue is going to be. We don't want to confuse that bill with other gambling interest. If it's going to be a lottery, then let's make it a statewide lottery so the people can look at it, and then let's make a determination of how we're going to vote on it.
All right. That from an interview that WHNT-TV in Huntsville did with the speaker. Of course, this all comes with the fact that we are now surrounded by lottery states.
Every right? single state.
And Mississippi also added sports gaming, sports book to its casinos. And so you've got a situation where Alabama, one of, I think, three states left without a lottery, and we are completely boxed in. And this goes to a discussion we'll keep having on the show. Should the state move forward with at least the right of referendum? You have both Walt Maddox, the Democrat challenger, and Governor Kay Ivey both saying they're okay with that. I mean, even Governor Ivey said, yeah, she's fine. If a legislature wants to put it through and put it through to a vote, go ahead.
And enough Alabamians that would agree, that think it should be voted on, that it really should be. Whether there's more than 50% of Alabamians that want the lottery here is one thing, but there certainly seems to be more than 50% that think it should be voted on.
That's for sure. We'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll check in with News 5 next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Opening statements in the trial of a woman charged with going on a killing spree with her boyfriend will begin this morning. Mary Rice is accused of helping Billy Boyette go on a two-state murder spree last year that kept the Gulf Coast on edge for a week. That trial is happening in Escambia County for three murders in Florida. Rice is expected to also face a trial in Baldwin County. A Locksley man is in jail on charges of rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. 45-year-old Quinn Patrick Hemme is being held on a $90,000 bond after his arrest following a two-week investigation. Locksley police say a forensic interview of the victim provided enough probable cause for the arrest. The investigation alleges the abuse had gone on for the last 4 to 6 years. A man has died days after he was hit by a pickup while riding his bike. That accident happened Friday. 49-year-old Jonathan Cox of Lillian was riding his bike on Carrier Drive near County Road 99 when he was hit. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital where he died. The 85-year-old driver of the truck has not been charged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right? Gulf Coast Tools and Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Foley.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, new accident off of Cody and Bellhorn. That's going to be with injuries. Also, accidents clearing at Halls Mill Road between Halls Mill Service Road and Barna Drive, and Moffitt Road and Roland Road. That's an overturned vehicle. As I-10 westbound at the 31-mile marker on the Bayway off to the right side, wreckers on the way have got another accident that might slow up traffic. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident. Remember, Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at pitsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers held on to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27. Pittsburgh's Ben Roethlisberger had a big night, passing for 353 yards with three touchdowns and one interception. Tampa Bay quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick threw three interceptions in the first half as Tampa fell behind 30-10, but a strong second half got them back into the game. Fitzpatrick finished with 411 yards, three touchdowns, and those three first-half interceptions. The Steelers have had some off-field drama, with all-star running back Le'Veon Bell staying home in a contract dispute. So this was a big win for them last night. Head coach Mike Tomlin spoke with the media following the game.
Man, it was a tough, hard-fought game. Man, appreciate the efforts of the guys. I thought we played extremely hard, made the necessary plays, really. Tip of the cap to a lot of people.
It was the Steelers' first win of the season and Tampa's first loss. In some NFL injury news, San Francisco 49ers confirmed Monday that quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will miss the remainder of the season after tearing his ACL late in Sunday's game against Kansas City. Garoppolo will soon go on season-ending injured reserve, and former Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard will take over as the starter. In college football news, Clemson Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney named true freshman Trevor Lawrence the starting quarterback after the young phenom tossed four touchdowns in the Tigers' 49-21 win over Georgia Tech. Lawrence will step in for senior quarterback Kelly Bryant. Bryant started quarterback last season for Clemson, leading them to the Tigers' third straight college football playoff appearance. With Tiger Woods picking up his first PGA Tournament victory in 5 years, it's safe to say that he is officially back, and so are the TV ratings that follow. Sunday's final round coverage on NBC of Woods getting his 80th career PGA Tour win earned a 5.21 overnight rating. That's up 206% from last year's Tour Championship. It also makes it the highest rated telecast in the history of the FedEx Cup playoffs and the highest rated PGA Tour telecast this year outside of major tournaments. NBC reports that Sunday's final round also had 18.4 million minutes streamed across NBC Sports digital platforms.
How many?
18.4 million minutes.
Holy
cow. That's up 561% year over year, and it's the most streamed NBC Sports Sunday round, excluding majors, on record. So big numbers.
Yeah,
for
so
Tiger
the people
Woods.
On Twitter yesterday saying, who cares?
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Lots.
Millions.
Yeah. Yeah, a ton of people care. In the major leagues, the Oakland A's clinched a playoff spot with a win over Seattle and a Tampa Bay loss to the Yankees. That means that the American League playoff field is set, with Boston, Cleveland, Houston, and the Yankees joining the Athletics. Unless Oakland can make up a 5-game deficit to Houston, the Yankees and Oakland are likely to meet for the wildcard game next Wednesday. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves are still the only team to have clinched a playoff spot. The Chicago Cubs had the opportunity to clinch the NL Central last night, but lost to Pittsburgh 6-1. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:54 FM Talk 106.5. Rainy starts your Tuesday, and just get used to it. Off and on thunderstorms throughout the day, says Dr. Bill. More updates from Dr. Bill next hour. Right now, let's check the headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, four people are on the run and police need your help. Investigators say the four stole items inside of the dollar store on Moffitt Road. And now the Mobile County Sheriff's Office needs help identifying the suspected thieves and putting them where they belong. According to deputies, all four went into that store and swiped whatever they could put into a shopping cart or carry out the night of September the 12th. They waited until the cashier was too busy to notice, left the store, and left the parking lot in a gold Toyota Camry. If you have information, call the sheriff's office at 251-574-8633. And the state of Alabama will be featured on the national stage as NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt comes to Montgomery as part of his Across America tour. That's happening October the 9th, and the show will be featured live from Montgomery. NBC officials confirmed that in the five-day tour across five states, Lester Holt will discuss issues which impact Americans in their respective hometowns and highlight those who are working to strengthen their communities and inspire others. The four other cities include Houston, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, San Diego, California, and Tampa, Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com. To check out three big things, top news stories of the day. Number one, with newfound aggressiveness, the GOP ramps up the Kavanaugh fight. Brett Kavanaugh did himself a great favor last night in an interview with Martha McCallum. We'll play some more clips from that next hour. Plus, the lottery could be on lawmakers' agenda this year. You heard from Mac McCutcheon earlier saying that this is a thing. It will be, it will come up in session in 2019. Now, where it goes after that, I don't know. But get ready for a lot of people telling you, that it's the worst thing ever and the best thing ever, when in reality, it's just a thing,
yeah.
Right? I will say the thing is, the lottery is now surrounding the state of Alabama, and now you have casino gaming and sports betting. I guess they have everything now for Mississippi?
Yeah, which makes as long as it's on the water.
Right, because that makes sense. Because somebody, if you had somebody who was a problem gambler, they would never get across the water to get to some gambling. That would keep them off the gambling tables.
Not many people know this. There's never been a single bet placed on dry land in Mississippi. It's never happened.
It's weird. And also, I've got a list coming up here. This is a pretty good one here. Top 10 signs you have a well-rounded life.
Okay.
This is a story came out from New York Post. Top 10 things that said if you do these, maybe all of them, maybe some of them, it shows you have a well-rounded life. I'll lay that out for you, and you can score yourself at home coming up next hour.
I'm nervous. Hope I do well on this test.
I failed. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5. Get an update from News 5 next. Check in with Dr. Bill and Westwood One News, and then we'll be right back.